Heute möchte ich Sie mitnehmen in ein recht vornehmes Kölner Hotel. Denn dort bin ich zum Interview eines berühmten amerikanischen Country-Sängers angemeldet. Seine Musik landete in vielen Hitparaden auf den vordersten Plätzen. Denn dieser Mann hat eine ganz besondere Stimme und seine Songs sind von großem musikalischem Reiz. Ach ja, ich vergaß es zu sagen. Unser Gespräch stammt aus dem Jahr 1976 und mein Gast lebte bis zum Jahre 2006. Er wurde 69 und sein Name Freddie Fender.
Can you come up with one line of wasted days and wasted nights?
I'll try.
Wasted days and wasted nights. I have left for you behind. For you don't belong to me. Your heart belongs to someone else.
Ahoo! Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Exclusively for Radio Luxembourg, exklusiv für unsere Sendung Freddie Fender and Wasted Days and Wasted Nights. Who suggested the name Freddie Fender for you? Because your real name is Baltimore G. Huerta. Is
right.
That the correct pronunciation?
Wer kam auf den Namen Freddie Fender?
Yeah, I got it from the guitar, as you can see.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we won't mention any labels.
Ich hab's von dem Namen der Gitarrenfirma.
Did they pay you something for...
Haben sie was bezahlt dafür?
No, they haven't cooperated yet. If they don't cooperate soon...
Yeah, it's about time.
I'm going to be known as Freddie Gibson.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Nein, bis jetzt haben sie noch nichts bezahlt, noch keine Zusammenarbeit, aber wenn ihnen das nicht bald einfällt, der Firma, dann nennt er sich Freddie Gibson, auch ein Gitarrenhersteller in den USA.
What one, and it's a great piece of an instrument.
I'm sure the people from the guitar company don't care whether you're worth it or not. All they want you to do is buy their instruments, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm sure you're worth it. Anybody.
Er sagt, dass die Gitarrenhersteller eigentlich gar kein Interesse dran haben, ob sie nun gut spielen oder nicht. Hauptsache, sie kaufen das Instrument.
Yeah. Since I met you, baby, all I need is you.
Aus San Benito, einer kleinen texanischen Stadt an der mexikanischen Grenze, kommt Freddie Fender. Am 4. Juni 37 dort geboren und aufgewachsen, Sohn eines Mexikaners, der nicht lesen oder schreiben konnte und 1945, als der Junge 8 Jahre alt war, starb und dessen Mutter nur Spanisch sprach, sodass er Englisch erst später erlernen musste. 1947, mit 10 Jahren, begann er zu musizieren, nicht in Bands oder Clubs, sondern allein an der Hauswand. In dieser Zeit zogen Mutter und Kinder in den Norden der USA, um dort als Feldarbeiter für einen Anteil am Ernteaufkommen ein Auskommen zu haben.
From San Benito, which is...
I was born and raised there in 1937. And I started playing music in 1947. That was 2 years after my father died in 45. My father was from Mexico. He was illiterate. My mother is literate, but only in Spanish. So as you can see, English is my second language in a way.
Yeah.
I started playing the guitar and singing songs in 1947. During the same year, we started migrating into the northern United States, harvesting the crops, going up all the way close to the Canadian border.
If he brings you happiness, then I wish you both the best. It's your happiness that matters most of all. But if he ever breaks your heart, if the teardrop ever starts, I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. Si te quieres de verdad y te da felicidad, te deseo lo más bueno para los dos. Pero si te hace llorar, a mí me puedes hablar y estaré contigo. contigo cuando triste está. I'll be there anytime you need me by your side to drive away every teardrop that you cry. And if he ever leaves you blue, just remember I love you. And I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. And I'll be there before the next teardrop falls.
I started playing and music and singing by myself. I was too much involved in working and going to school to get a band. There was no such thing as having a band then for kids. Nowadays, yes.
Damals in den 50er Jahren, also keine Bands von Kindern, wie es heute in jeder Schule üblich ist in den Staaten.
By radio.
Ich hatte ohnehin viel zu viel zu tun. Meine musikalischen Eindrücke sammelte ich aus dem Radio.
Being played in Texas and a lot of black music and country music coming in from the English.
Spanische Musik, die in Texas gemacht wurde, schwarze Musik und auch Country Music. Hat er damals schon Lieder geschrieben mit 13?
You sort of loved, you heard them on the radio somewhere and you thought, well, I play this, or did you really sit down and write your first songs at the early age?
No, at this early age, no, I didn't. I didn't write my first song, and ironically, because I played rock and roll for almost 20 years, my first song was a country song, and I wrote it in 1951.
Die erste Komposition war ein Country Song, obwohl er dann 20 Jahre lang Rock and Roll gespielt hat. The Schema hieß der Titel.
Plans on how to be evil, towards the man.
Ein Lied über eine Frau, die plant, wie sie die Männer terrorisieren kann.
13 years old then, so I...
Oh yeah, yeah.
Later
you
on,
a hunch, yeah.
Later on, I might have
met. Mit 13 hat er den Titel geschrieben und hatte schon eine Vorahnung, wie die Damen sein würden.
You went to the north of the USA, to the Canadian border. I have a record which came from...
Richtig, wir haben eine Schallplatte, die aus Chicago kommt, auf dem Checker-Label. Und er ist ja nun mit der Familie dann in den Norden der USA gezogen. Hat er da den Vertrag bekommen?
Dallas, Texas. Mm-hmm. I was recording in Dallas for a Duncan label, which was a very small label, and it just so happened that those people from Chicago had...
Für Duncan Records, ganz kleine Firma in Texas, hat er aufgenommen und Leute von Chicago kamen und suchten Talente.
Then, in what year did you start with Chess and Checker in Chicago?
That was in 1960.
In 60. And I recall the song Louisiana Blues, which I think was put out in 1960.
Yes, it was part of an album that I recorded. I don't know.
Teil eines Albums, das 1960 gemacht wurde für Chess in Chicago, war der Louisiana Blues.
I've been to California, I've been to Tennessee, but down in Louisiana, I found the girl for me. Louisiana, Louisiana Blues, Louisiana, Louisiana Blues. Her lips are red as ruby, her eyes as black as coal. You ought to see my baby when she do the stroll. We'll be right back.
1960 war auch das Jahr, in dem Freddy Fender, Baldomar G. Huerta, unter Arrest gestellt wurde, weil er im Besitz von Marihuana war. Er verbüßte eine Strafe von 3 Jahren. 5 waren verhängt worden. Wegen guter Führung wurde er früher entlassen.
I was arrested in Baton Rouge, Louisiana for possession of marijuana.
Yeah.
To wit, a handful. And I was sentenced to 5 years and served 3.
You even played music when you were in prison, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah. I played during the weekends. And of course, during the week after work, they would allow me to practice.
You were in Louisiana.
Auch im Gefängnis durfte Freddy Fender musizieren, an Wochenenden und auch wochentags nach der Arbeit durfte er üben. 1962 wurde eine LP im Gefängnis aufgenommen, von der nächste Titel kommt.
Yes, that's 1962. Yeah. I was in the prison from 1960 to 63.
So these recordings are made while you were under arrest.
Yes.
Yeah.
While I was convicted.
My happy days have gone away. Sky has turned to gray. The sea has lost its golden shore. If you would love me once again, then I could never be so night my heart will burn. I need you so, girl.
Hatte Freddy Fender im Gefängnis seinen Lebenswillen verloren oder hat er Kräfte gesammelt für den Tag der Entlassung? Bestimmt habe ich den Lebensmut dort nicht eingebüßt, sagt er. Ich nutzte meine Zeit, spielte Gitarre, las Bücher und versuchte immer bei Laune zu bleiben. Ich reifte auch, lernte vieles. Mir wurde bewusst, was passiert, wenn man sich gehen bzw. treiben lässt.
Would you say that your morale or something was going low while being in prison? Or would you say that in this time you were sort of gathering new energy for the day that you'd come out? Which of the two?
Well, I do not know if I was gathering energy or if I already had the energy, but I certainly didn't lose any. I took my time in prison in stride, and I did not let it depress me.
Yeah.
I kept on going. I played my music, I read books, and I tried to have as much of a pleasant time as you possibly can while you're being locked up. I learned a lot. I became more matured.
Yeah.
I realized what could happen when you got careless and things like that.
Wie war der Start zurück ins Leben? Haben Sie niedrige Jobs annehmen müssen? Ja, sagte er, ich habe mein ganzes Leben Dreckarbeit gemacht. Bis vor 2 Jahren habe ich Autos gewaschen und hatte zur selben Zeit studiert. Aber als ich 1963 aus dem Knast kam, da habe ich die Räume und den Hof gefegt bei einer Schallplattenfirma. Ich habe Instrumente ein- und ausgeladen und nach 4 oder 5 Monaten habe ich schon am Mischpult gesessen und die Aufnahmen für andere Sänger gemacht. Weil nämlich die bezahlten Techniker manchmal nachlässig und unpünktlich waren und die Chance habe ich dann genutzt.
I've done low-down jobs all my life. Yeah. Up to 2 years ago I was washing cars.
Yeah.
For a living. And going to college at the same time. But when I got out in 63, I had to sweep the sidewalk at a recording company that I worked for. I sweeped the place up and swept it up, and I loaded and unloaded the equipment. Yeah. And eventually, in about 4 months, 5 months, I was sort of an engineer. I was recording other groups because the main engineers would sometimes get lazy, and I would take advantage of it and I would record.
He wouldn't read my letter if I wrote to you, and you asked me not to call you on the phone. But there's something I've been wanting to tell you, so I wrote it in the words of this song. I didn't know God made honky-tonk angels, and I might have known you'd never make a wife. You gave up the only one that ever loved you, and went back to the wild side of life.
Wir sind im Gespräch mit Freddy Fender.
And there's nothing cold as ashes after the fire is gone.
Freddy Fender weiß von sich zu sagen, dass er different, anders, verschieden ist von all den anderen Musikern, ob von Vorteil oder nicht, es ist so. Nach seinen Lieblingssängern gefragt, nennt er uns einige farbige Sänger und Elvis Presley, von dem er aber durch die schmalzigen Filme abgekommen ist.
And there's nothing cold as ashes after the fire is gone.
Besonders Brooke Benton hat ihn angesprochen, und so werden wir einen der genannten Titel kurz einspielen. Freddy Fender ist froh darüber, dass er zu keinem seiner Lieblingssänger stimmliche Ähnlichkeiten zeigt. Sicher ist dies auch ein Punkt seines eigenen Erfolges. Habe ich damit recht?
I think you're right, because I am different. Whether for better or for worse, I am different. And I liked Ray Charles, Clyde McFadder. I liked the way that
probably
Elvis Presley.
Brooke
Benton, beautiful.
Yeah.
What song did he have? Roll On. Till You Reach the End of the Line. And Hurting. He had some Hurting on the other side. Little Willie John, who had Fever back in 56. Little Richard.
Yeah.
Mostly black singers, as you notice. Very few white singers. Presley was one of them, but... I gave up on him as soon as he started making those corny movies that he made for so many. But he is a singer. He's a beautiful singer. There's no doubt about it. But yet, like I said, I have never taken anything from them to put into my voice. I have appreciated their talents, and I guess I always will, but it has never affected my style, and I'm glad it didn't.
Und hier ist nun einer der Lieblingssänger von Freddie Fender, Brooke Benton.
She told me she loved me. She told me a lie. She said I'd be happy. She made me cry. I'm hurting, hurting, hurting inside. She called me a baby in front of the guys. She was just flirting. I wasn't wise. I'm hurting, hurting, hurting inside. Tell me what's wrong with me. Why should I live in misery? Someday she'll be sorry. Just wait and see. Someone's gonna hurt her like she hurt me. She'll be hurt, hurt inside.
Wie kam die jetzige Erfolgssträhne ins Rollen? Hat er bei Produzenten angeklopft, vorgesungen, hat er in Nashville gelungert oder in Memphis? Nein. Wegen der Familie, Frau und drei Kindern konnte er nicht einfach wegfahren, dafür reichte das Geld nicht. Er hatte bei den kleinen Labels einen guten Ruf. Wenn er gebraucht wurde, war er da, nahm Platten auf und bekam $200 oder $300 Abfindung. Verzichtete dafür auf Tantiemen, wie es legal gewesen wäre. Das Geld in der Hand, das zählte. Hieran sehen wir deutlich, wie groß die Misere war.
You run around, maybe possibly trying Nashville and places?
No, luckily I made quite an impression the first time before I went to the penitentiary with at least with the small labels. When I got out, like I said, I got back with my family and I had to support them. So I was usually working, we've not as a mechanic, because I worked as a mechanic, yeah. Not the best, but I fixed things sometimes and I got paid for it. I made such a good impression that the small companies would come to me instead of me going to them.
Yeah.
And they always would give me a certain amount of money. They would say, Freddie, I want you to record an album. I'll give you $200 or $300. Yeah. And I would spend 2 or 3 days recording an album for them and forget about it and get my $300 and come home, yeah. Instead of getting royalties and legally the way it should be. Yeah. And I never did go around Nashville or anything because I didn't sing country music. And Nashville is a country music town. Uh-huh. I didn't know where to go.
Memphis would have been a better place because Memphis has part of it all, part of a soul business, mm-hmm. part of rock and roll. Think of Sam Phillips and the, yeah. Sun label. And a little bit of country too. Think of Carl Perkins, who has all of it in, yeah. his own.
But I couldn't do that because I was very much involved in supporting my family. Yeah. I wasn't making enough money nor saving any money for me to leave them and say, look, I'll be back in a month. I couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. If I was to quit working for a week, it would have affected us.
Yeah.
Oh, come with me outside Louisiana, where the pretty girls dancing on the banks of the bayou. Oh, Doremi, they got all kinds of money, and tonight they're gonna find me a little Cajun honey. Oh, Cherokee, what you doing to me? You drive me wild, loving Cajun style. With me down south Louisiana, where the pretty girls dancing on the banks of the bayou. Oh, Doremi, they got all kinds of money, and tonight I'm gonna find me a little Cajun honey. Oh, Cher, come see what you're doing to me. You drive me wild, loving Cajun style. Louisiana, where the pretty girls dancing on the banks of the bayou. Oh,
do re mi. They got all kinds of money, and tonight I'm gonna find me a little Cajun honey. Oh, Cher, come see what you're doing to me. You drive me wild, loving Cajun style. You drive me wild, loving Cajun style.
Die Familie Huerta lebt noch heute in San Benito, Texas. Evangelina, eine sehr geduldige Ehefrau, der Sohn Sunny, 18, spielt Gitarre und Schlagzeug, auch Tochter Tammy, 15, spielt Schlagzeug und bei Daniel, 9 Jahre alt, kann der Vater noch nicht sagen, welche Interessen er haben wird. Und er fügt scherzend hinzu, eher habe der Sohn seinen Vater durchschaut als umgekehrt.
You got a wife and how many kids?
Three.
Can you tell us a little bit, like the...
Sunny is the oldest, he's 18. He plays guitar and drums and goes to school. Tammy, who is the girl, 15 years old, and she also plays drums in school. A very intelligent little girl. And Daniel is 9, he's going to be 10. I haven't figured him out yet. I think he figured me out already.
Yeah, and your wife, her name?
Her name is Evangelina.
Evangelina,
yes,
yeah.
And she's a very hardworking housewife and very, very patient.
Mm-hmm. And I guess she had to be patient, yeah.
She really has to be in order for her to be home. And
you were already married when you got into prison?
Yes. And she was, she had Sonny already, who was going on 3 years old.
Yeah.
50, he was born in 1958. He was going on 2. As a matter of fact, when I got arrested May the 13th, 5 days later, he was 2 years old. And she was already about 3 months pregnant from Tammy when I went in.
Bad situation that was.
Well, if you lose me, oh yes, you lose a good thing.
Als Freddy Fender am 13. Mai 1960 für 3 Jahre in die Zelle ging, war der älteste Sohn 2 Jahre alt und Frau Evangelina trug Tochter Tammy 3 Monate. Die Gefängnisaffäre gehört heute in die Vergangenheit, aber erst kürzlich wurden Erinnerungen daran geweckt, als nämlich Freddy Fender seine geplanten Konzerte, zu denen die Karten schon verkauft waren, in Neuseeland nicht einhalten konnte, weil die Regierung einem ehemals wegen Rauschgiftbesitzes bestraften Menschen das Visum verweigerte. Auch die telegrafische Bitte des Gouverneurs von Texas nützte da nichts.
I already had some concerts booked and the tickets had been sold. When I got the message while I was performing in Australia that my visa was not going to be granted. And I asked them why, and they said that because of my previous conviction. And to top it, the governor sent a cable, special cable to him. And still the gentleman who made the decision, who had the authority to refuse my entry, stuck to his original decision. And for whatever reason he may have, which must have really been a very strong reason, I hope I didn't cause too much trouble, you know, but it really must have frightened him because he didn't want me to set foot on his either.
Take your time, go and do what you gotta do, and I try to wait for you if I can. Look around, you can find, you don't have to look behind, I'll understand, and as soon as you say when, I guess we'll try it once again, I don't mind, I'll be fine, take your time, when I wake, the very first thing that I do, is wish I cared. By the time I can open up my eyes, one more time I realize I'm missing you. And as soon as you say when, I guess we'll try it once again. I don't mind, I'll be fine, take your time.
Gute und schlechte Erlebnisse wechseln einander ab. Sein Heimatort San Benito bereitete einen großen Empfang vor und rief den Freddie Fender Tag aus. 2000 Einwohner standen am Flugplatz. Es war die Heimkehr eines geliebten Sohnes. Das war nicht Reklamerummel. Fender erklärt es. In dem kleinen Ort kennt jeder jeden. Alle wussten, wie arm die Huertas waren. Sie kannten meine Mutter, sagt er. Manchmal bettelte sie um etwas Essbares. Erinnern wir uns, der Vater starb, als Freddie 7 war. Und ich konnte vor dem Nachbarn nichts verbergen, selbst wenn ich gewollt hätte. Mit dem Bürgermeister fuhr er an der Spitze eines Umzuges durch die Stadt und auch durch das Armenviertel, wo seine Wiege stand.
Now what was that? What kind of a celebration was it?
Well, it was a homecoming for a favorite son. It was very meaningful to me because my hometown is very small. Everybody knows each other, and they all knew how poor I was. They knew my mother. My mother used to beg for food sometimes from the neighbors because my father died when I was 7 years old, and
yeah.
My mother didn't have any skills. No. So there was nothing I could hide from them. They knew I had been in jail, I'd been in jail in San Benito a lot of times. And when I got to the airport, there were 2,000 people waiting for me at the airport. And then there was a convoy. Of course, I was in front with the mayor of the city. And it took me all over the community where I was born and raised at, the poor section of town. And people were holding out sheets, bed sheets, with "Welcome, Freddy."
Bettlaken wurden zu Transparenten. "Willkommen, Freddy. We love you." So ging es zum Fußballstadion, wo 3000 Leute warteten. Es war wie ein Traum. Der frühere Unterstützungsempfänger stand im Cadillac neben dem Bürgermeister und sogar die ergraute Mutter musste Autogramme geben.
You know, and I had been on state welfare. I come in a Cadillac with the mayor of the town, and my boy was sitting next to me in the car. Even my own mother was signing autographs.
Did you do something good to the city? Did you?
Hatte der Stadt Spenden übergeben und wofür?
Yes, I donated some money for a Christian organization for former drug users.
Ja, für das Heim der ehemals Rauschgiftsüchtigen und für das Waisenhaus in San Benito.
A home for orphans.
Yes.
And yeah. Kids without parents, yeah. In San Benito.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't take this wrong that I ask for this, because I was so sure that you did something, that you mm-hmm. put something into your hometown.
Yes.
That don't take this too personal, this question. It was just... No. You can be proud of these things, as you were one of the poorest sons of the town, right. And finally have a chance to pay back,
right.
If one can pay.
Well, no, yeah. That's great. If ever I make enough money, I'd like to put up a plant, like to make clothes or whatever.
Sein Ziel ist es, eine Kleiderfabrik in San Benito zu bauen, die 400 Leute beschäftigen soll.
I'll throw it the right way. I'm not a businessman. But I would like to put up a plant where at least hire 300 or 400 people. You know.
Evening shadows make me blue. When each weary day is through, how I love to be with you. My happiness. Every day I reminisce, dreaming of your tender kiss. Always thinking how I miss my happiness. A million years, it seems, have gone by since we shared our dream. But I'll hold you again. There'll be no blue memories then. Aunque el cielo está, solo a ti te de besar. just as long as I'm with you, my happiness. Evening shadows make me blue when each weary day is through. How I love to be with you, my happiness.
Sein Manager ist der bekannte Huey P. Moe, der in den vergangenen 10, 12, 15 Jahren viele erfolgreiche Songs auch für andere Künstler geschrieben hat.
Do you have a personal manager?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's his name?
Well, he's my personal road manager. His name is Sam Harrow. He's traveling with me. Yeah. And I have my producer manager, Huey Moe, who handles the business at the office.
Huey P. Moe, yes, from Louisiana, yeah. From New Orleans, yeah. He did lots of music with other people years ago. Yeah. I remember the name. Well, Freddie, this is about the better part of your story.
Unser Gespräch endete mit dem Wunsch des Sängers, dass möglichst viele Leute auch in Deutschland seine Platten kaufen mögen, denn wie er sagt, würde auch er älter werden und brauche noch ein paar Mark.
Would like to see the day that especially country music would be spread all over Germany and Europe.
Yeah.
I would also like to see the day that German people would buy my records, because I'm getting old and I need all the help I can get.
And he says it with a grin.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, thank you very much again, Freddie Fender.
Thank you. Does it cover Spain too? No.
Yes,
und dann fragte er mich, ob wir auch spanische Hörer erreichen würden. Und dann kam noch ein Gruß in seiner Muttersprache dazu.
Les habla Valdemar Huerta, o como más bien conocido como artista de discos de country music, su servidor Freddie Fender. Quiero agradecerles bastante el apoyo que me han brindado en mi música y quiero también recomendar que escuchen el radio de Luxembourg, el mejor sonido de la música de country. Muchísimas gracias y que Dios los bendiga.
Evening shadows make me blue when each weary day is through. Love to be with you, my happiness. Every day I reminisce, dreaming of your tender kiss, always thinking how I miss my happiness. A million years, it seems, have gone by since we shared our dream. But I'll hold you again. There'll be no blue memories. Aunque el cielo triste está, solo a ti te de besar. Just as long as I'm with you, my happiness. Evening shadows make me blue when each weary day is through. How I love to be with you, my happiness.
In Deutschland sind einige Schallplatten von Freddie Fender erschienen, einige Singles erst einmal und dann natürlich LPs. Die Langspielplatte Freddie Fender Before the Next Teardrop Falls, eine LP recorded inside Louisiana State Prison aus dem Jahre 62. Wir spielten einen Titel. Freddy Fender steht da nur drauf und das ist eine billige LP bei einer anderen Firma als bei der er jetzt ist, ganz klar. Dann die LP Freddy Fender Rockin' Country, seine neueste mit auch dem Titel You Lose a Good Thing, gerade verklungen. Und die LP Freddy Fender Are You Ready for Freddy? So viel dazu. Wir wollen jetzt abschließend noch einen Titel von ihm spielen, der auf der Langspielplatte Rockin' Country, seiner letzten, bisher letzten, ist. Dieser Song ist von Hank Williams geschrieben worden und er widmet ihn beiden, Hank und seiner ebenfalls jetzt verstorbenen Witwe Audrey, und dank noch für eine herrliche Party, die sie zu Lebzeiten auch für ihn gegeben hat. Wir wollen uns diesen Titel anhören, I Can't Help It If I'm Still in Love with You, und vorher die Worte von Freddy Fender.
This song is from me to you, Hank and Audrey. I feel that you are both finally happy now. And Audrey, I want to thank you for the wonderful party that you gave for me before you passed away. This is the song you told me was your favorite of all Hank songs. We miss you, baby.
Today I passed you on the street, and my heart fell at your feet. I can't help it if I'm still in love with you. Somebody else was by your side, and he looked so satisfied. Oh, I can't help it if I'm still in love with you. A picture from the past came slowly stealing. As you walked on by, I felt so close to you. I got that old time feeling. I can't help it if I'm still in love with you.
Tell like it is.
A picture from the past came slowly stealing. As you walked on by, I felt so close to you. For suddenly I got that old time feeling. I'm still in love with you.
I can't help it if I'm still in love with you. Wie ist Freddy Fender erreichbar? Erstens über seine deutsche Niederlassung der Schallplattenfirma in München. Dann in Amerika 5626 Brook Street, Houston, Texas 77023, die Postleitzahl, ich wiederhole, 5626 Brook Street, Houston, Texas 77023. Und hier noch ein Stückchen Louisiana Blues.